As another year unfolds, we find ourselves once again standing at the threshold, that delicate space between what has been and what is yet to come. The new year always seems to invite reflection, a sense of renewal, and perhaps a yearning to rediscover our connection to hope, to love, and to that quiet light within us that never truly fades. In times when the world feels uncertain or very heavy, when we're navigating personal loss or collective disillusionment, it can be tempting to equate hope with naivete. Yet in the great mystical traditions, and particularly in the words of poets like Rumi and Hafiz, hope is not considered a fragile thing. It's not a denial of the dark. Rather, it's more like a remembrance of the divine light that endures through every single shadow. So today's episode is going to be really this invitation to explore that mystical understanding of hope and of love, the kind that doesn't depend on these external circumstances or these fleeting joys, but the kind that arises from a deep inner knowing. So today we're going to draw on the poetry of Rumi and Hafiz and other mystical voices, and we'll explore how the promise of divine love has guided seekers for centuries, and how their teachings can support us as we step into a new year with open hearts and renewed courage. So, if we begin with the mystics, hope is not merely optimism or wishful thinking. It's an act of faith in the divine nature of life itself, a recognition that beneath every apparent loss or ending, there is this pulse of renewal. Rumi, who we are all familiar with, the 13th century Sufi poet and philosopher, he often wrote about this paradox. He taught that despair and loss are not evidence of divine absence, as many of us think, but rather they're invitations to deeper intimacy with what he calls the beloved. So in his Masnavi, he writes, "The wound is the place where the light enters you." This line has endured across centuries because it speaks to something universal, the understanding that our deepest pain can also become the doorway to our awakening. So in this sense, hope is not something we create out of willpower. It's something we remember when we allow ourselves to see through the surface of our experiences. The mystics believe that the divine is not distant or separate from human life. Instead, it's the very essence of being, an endless wellspring of love continuously revealing itself through all things, even through difficulty. When we align ourselves with this understanding, hope becomes less about expecting things to get better in the future, and more about awakening to the presence of divine grace, even now. It's that quiet trust that something sacred is still at work, even when we can't yet see the form that it's going to take. The Persian poet Hafiz, writing in the 14th century, he often expressed this divine hope through the language of what he calls ecstatic love. His poems, they radiate warmth, I think humor, and this deep tenderness towards the human heart. Hafiz's understanding of love was profoundly inclusive. It wasn't just reserved for saints or for scholars, but it was available to everyone who was just willing to open themselves to the beloved. In one of his most beloved verses, in The Subject Tonight is Love, he writes, "I wish I could show you when you are lonely or in darkness the astonishing light of your own being." And I think this line captures the essence of Hafiz's teaching. A divine love is not a distant force that's waiting to save us, but an ever-present light within the human soul. I think his poems remind us that the divine is actually playful, it's compassionate, and it's endlessly, endlessly forgiving. Hafiz often depicts God as a lover, a friend, or a joyful companion who delights in our humanity rather than condemns it. In times of despair, Hafiz's laughter becomes medicine. His poetry teaches that the path to divine love begins not in perfection, but in surrender, in allowing ourselves to be seen, flawed, and beautiful just exactly as we are. For him, love is not a state of attainment, but a way of seeing the world. Every breath, every encounter, and every difficulty is another chance to meet the beloved. So both Rumi and Hafiz belong to the Sufi tradition, the mystical branch of Islam that emphasizes the direct experience of divine love. So the Sufi path is not about rigid dogma, but it's about cultivating the heart as an instrument of divine remembrance, what they call dhikr, the continuous remembrance of God. I've also seen it called zikr, but I'm just going to refer to it as dhikr here. So for the Sufis, love is not sentimental, it's revolutionary. It dissolves this illusion of separation between the human and the divine. So every act of compassion, forgiveness, and tenderness is seen as an echo of God's love moving through the human heart. Rumi often spoke of the soul's journey as a dance between longing and union. He wrote, "The minute I heard my first love story, I started looking for you, not knowing how blind that was. Lovers don't finally meet somewhere. They're in each other all along. In this teaching, love becomes the eternal promise of life itself, the assurance that no matter how lost we feel, we are never truly separate from the divine. Every experience, whether it's joyful or painful, becomes a means of remembering that truth." So as we enter a new year, this teaching becomes a kind of spiritual compass. It invites us to look at our lives not through the lens of achievement or the lens of failure, but through the eyes of the beloved, and even to ask, where is love calling me to awaken? Where am I being invited to forgive, to remember, etc.? Light, in the mystical sense, is not merely a metaphor. It's the very fabric of creation. In Islamic mysticism, this is captured in the very famous verse of the Quran known as the light verse. God is the light of the heavens and the earth. So for the mystics, this light is not external, but the very essence of consciousness itself. It's what animates the stars and also what illuminates our awareness. Rumi wrote of this divine luminosity as the source of all things. He says, "If the light is in your heart, you will find your way home." So the work of the mystics then is to polish the heart so that it can reflect the divine light more clearly. This is why Sufi poets, they often refer to the heart as a mirror, not something to be filled with knowledge or achievement, but something to be cleansed through love, humility, and remembrance. In psychological terms, we might say that the heart's mirror becomes clouded by fear or resentment or self-doubt. Yet through spiritual practice, so through prayer, through meditation, through poetry, through gratitude, we begin to polish that mirror again and again and again. Slowly, the light that has always been there begins to shine through. And in that light, we discover not only divine presence, but our own innate wholeness. It's easy to feel in the world today that mystical language like divine love or the beloved, it belongs to some other era, something that's very poetic but detached from our daily realities. Yet when we look really close at it, these teachings are profoundly relevant to the crises of our time. The mystics remind us that the light we seek in the world must first be kindled within. Hope then becomes not a reaction to circumstances, but a spiritual discipline. The courage to trust that love still lives, even in the face of despair. So in a world often marked by anxiety, fragmentation, cultivating mystical hope is a form of resistance. It allows us to remain rooted in compassion rather than cynicism, to respond to suffering not with indifference, but with an open heart. This is not the naive hope of pretending that everything is fine. It's the mature hope of those who know darkness very intimately and yet choose to love anyway. As Rumi wrote, "Don't despair. The door you closed may lead you toward the door you've been waiting for all along. Every ending is a beginning in disguise. Every moment of grief carries within it the seeds of transformation." So as we step into the new year, perhaps the invitation is not to make resolutions or even demand perfection of ourselves, but to return to what is essential, to remember that love, that divine, enduring, and unconditional love, is not something that we have to earn. It's what we are naturally made of. Hope, promise, love and light, these are not external virtues, but they're inner realities that they're waiting to be remembered. The mystics would tell us, you are not a seeker of light. You are the light seeking to know itself. So maybe that's the promise of the new year. To live not in fear of what may come, even though many people are, but in reverence for the light that already is. So to end today's episode, I'm going to read you part of a poem from Hafiz. And he says, even after all this time, the sun never says to the earth, you owe me. Look what happens with a love like that. It lights the whole sky. Everyone, I hope you have a wonderful start to the new year and you have my eternal gratitude for continuing to listen to this podcast after 8 very long years. And I hope it has been helpful in some way and beneficial for you on your own spiritual journey. With that said, everybody take care. And of course, as always, have a great week ahead.